Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak. Pete Stoughton is taking a break today. Joining me now, Deanna Rhodes, the Executive Director of Connect Summit County. We're actually waiting to get her on the line, but she'll be joining to talk about some of the things coming up during the May Mental Health Awareness Month. Boy, lots of things every May from Connect Summit County, and this May, no exception, with community panels and various virtual events happening throughout the month. Joining her is James Hadluck of Blue Novus. It's a human development company based in Midway. He'll be moderating a community panel on May 18th at 6 p.m., and he's going to preview that and also tell us a little bit about what he does with Blue Novus. Hadluck is a former drug-addicted entrepreneur and multimillionaire turned purpose-driven family man, trainer, and coach. He speaks nationally on the transformative power of meaningful connection and how it impacts business, family, and personal success. James Hadluck, welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me today, Lynn. Very thrilled to be with you.
And I think we're just waiting to get Deanna on the line. We may be having some technical issues. You never know about these things, but we're really glad to have you. So tell us a little bit about your company, Blue Novus.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, so Blue Novus,
hello?
Simply put, is
we help
companies proactively address mental health and addiction in the workplace, and then connect their employees and loved ones to the resources they need in order to heal. So simply put, we consult and act as a concierge service to employer groups, not just here in Utah, but all over the country.
So talk about the genesis of your business. It's very self-effacing to talk about being a former drug-addicted entrepreneur, but you kind of put it right out there, and I suppose it gives you a certain amount of credibility knowing that you've been there before. And tell us about who you used to be.
Yeah, thank you. So I turned 50 years old last year, just to give you a little context. And when I was 31, I had the opportunity of having the 26th fastest growing company here in Utah. And we built trade show booths and kiosks for the mall, for instance, and developed a lot of retail environments for restaurants and different storefronts. And so I was on this fast track, and I was making millions of dollars. I was married. I had a couple of daughters at that time. So from the outside looking in, it would appear that, you know, I had a pretty good life. And what people didn't know is that I was struggling with insomnia, with a lot of stress, overwhelm, a lot of depression and anxiety, and eventually started to self-medicate. And it didn't take long for me to go from fully engaged in my business with my family to going out every night and drinking and partying and really just trying to figure out how to fix those feelings that I just couldn't seem to wrap my head around. And within just a couple of years, not only was I now distanced from the company, it was getting ready to file for bankruptcy. I had left my family. And it was a little over a 10-year odyssey of me struggling in and out of rehab centers, in and out of the psych ward, on suicide watch. And ultimately, you know, I was literally fighting for my life. And 12 years ago, I had just a transformative experience after all the journey that I had gone through. And when I made that shift, I made the decision that I was going to really see how I could contribute to society in a positive way and support others. And that really has been an odyssey over the last 12 years. I'm now remarried. I know you mentioned that our business is in Midway, Utah, but we lived in Park City for years. We started to do a lot of leadership and personal development which then gave us the opportunity to work a lot in the behavioral health space. And 3 years ago, we had an aha moment, and it was about, gosh, what would happen if we took the conversation of mental health and addiction into the workplace, the one place nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody wants to just sweep it under the rug or just be quiet about it. And we felt that might be the one place we could influence people across the country in a very meaningful way, because there were already, we knew that there was a lot of people that were suffering in the silence. And so it's been a real passion of ours. And so for the last 3 years, we have focused on how we could, bring a bigger voice into corporate America.
Well, thanks for that story. Very interesting. And I think that probably a lot of people right now can identify, if even if you couldn't 2 months ago, certainly we all, even if we're gainfully employed, still are thinking about, but what in six, what about 6 months from now? What about a year from now? How big is the fallout going to be? And there is an underlying stress and anxiety to all of that. And as we know, substance abuse kind of trickling in is very insidious. And I think it's so important that you'll be moderating this community panel taking place on May 18th. It's at 6 p.m. And right now, I wanted to take a moment to welcome Deanna Rhodes, the Executive Director of Connect Summit County. Hi, Deanna. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? Thanks so much for having us to talk about May Mental Health Awareness Month. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's so important. And one of the great things, and I just wanted to ask you this up front, about the virtual events taking place. You know, typically there's so much going on in Park City that it's Wednesday night and you were going to go to this talk at the Jim Sani Auditorium at 7 p.m. and then you missed it and you just missed it forever, right? But now with the virtual events, will you be, if you miss them at the time they're initially broadcast, can you go back and view any of the events that are taking place this month?
Yeah, so we do have that capability. It's interesting trying to shift an entire in-person program to virtual is not been easy. It's been very difficult. And I know a lot of organizations in town have been struggling too. But that is a little bit of a silver lining, right? We have this opportunity to record it and actually kind of cut it up into snippets, so they're a little bit more bite-sized. Also, I think it's kind of a nice, if you can make it for part of the event, sneaking in late really isn't that embarrassing as it might be at the Santee during a film, right? So I think there's a lot of opportunities to actually reach a lot more people. The other thing I'm super interested in, Connect Summit County is part of CATS Amsterdam Network, which is a lot of other organizations that are working on mental health issues in other mountain communities. And so we have this opportunity to really share and collaborate in a way that we've been doing, but now we can do it a little bit more for the general public. And I think that's a really amazing opportunity to bring us all together during this time.
Yes, great point. Well, let's talk a little bit about the community panel since we have James with us. James, you'll be moderating it. And it, again, it starts at 6 p.m. on the 18th. Excuse me. We've got a couple of really interesting panelists, starting with Jenny Howe, who is a clinical mental health counselor and consultant. She specializes in fear, anxiety, OCD, and exposure therapy. And then, James, do you want to go ahead and talk about some of the other panelists that you'll be moderating?
Yeah, absolutely. So James Ott is a mental health professional, and he's got a couple of counseling centers that not only does he own, but he also runs his own practice. He specializes specifically in mental health and in substance use disorders. So he'll be one of our other panelists. And then we have Mary Wright from the Christian Center of Park City, who's also a teacher and a coach. So we've got three what I would call top experts that really understand from both a clinical and a practical perspective on what's going on when we're struggling with depression or anxiety, or we turn to using drugs or alcohol to desensitize or to fix those feelings. And I'm really excited about the opportunity to be the moderator of this panel, and really the overarching theme is to probably none of your surprise is around meaningful connection and isn't it ironic during this time where social distancing and doing all our meetings over an internet connection, that in a lot of ways we've come to understand just how valuable that true meaningful connection is. And with all that's going on and people who are scared and stressed out, there is a rainbow, and that is that people have discovered that they're wanting to take more time with their loved ones and with the people that matter the most. And so we'll also be talking about meaningful connection as the overall theme here.
I love that, meaningful connections. And somehow, while we all have been connecting certainly via the computer screen, there's something about just face-to-face connections that I think a lot of us are missing out on. And every time I see someone out, whether it's at the store or just kind of walking on the street and you're trying to keep your social distance, but you want to give a hug, and we do these little dinosaur arm hugs that are 6 feet away, and it's getting kind of old, I have to say that. You know, what about it? Just a good old hug. I'm missing that. But meaningful connections take a variety of faces, I suppose. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say this, because we've had to navigate. I mean, we were an in-person business when it came to doing an onboarding with an employer group or going in and doing a training. We've had to completely change our entire model when it comes to a lot of the practical services that we provide. And I'll say this, is what we have learned is that when you allow yourself to be vulnerable and you allow yourself to just be present, whether it's on a Zoom call or in person, and I can tell you that you can still gain that deep sense of satisfaction of really connecting with another human being. So as much as we too miss that physical ability to connect and hug and be together, I still think that there is a level of connection that comes with being vulnerable and authentic and really sharing from the heart and being just really true to yourself and to the moment.
Yeah, great point. Well, Deanna, can you give us sort of an overview? You have even an event going on today and one tomorrow and a couple next week. So talk about those a bit, starting with the Lunchtime Learning Wellness Wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's probably been mentioned, but the theme of this year's May Mental Health Awareness Month is creating connection. And, you know, we actually kicked it off last week. We had a yoga and meditation. It was virtual on Zoom, but it was this really great session where it was an opportunity to really go within and reconnect with oneself. And we really took this kind of through a process. So today at noon with the Park City Mark, we had originally had planned to do a lunch and learn. And of course, that's got shifted to be virtual. It's their first and could be their only virtual lunch and learn, but excited to participate in that. And myself and Mary Krista Smith from Communities That Care will be doing a training on something called a wellness wheel. And it's really how all of these different pieces of health fit together and how they're all really important. So you have your physical health, you have your mental health, you have your social, your environmental, and we'll be going through all of that and really talking about tactical ways to use this tool to assess your own personal health. And so that's going to be at noon today. You can sign up on Connect Summit County's website. We have an Eventbrite where you can register for that and get the link. And we will be recording that. So, you know, if you miss it, we'll be able to have that down the road to check it out again. Then tomorrow, also at noon, we have Dr. Wendy Troxell, who is a sleep therapist, who will be talking about sleep. And if there is one thing that I think unites everyone right now is losing sleep, whether we just can't go to sleep, we wake up in the middle of the night, whether it's teenagers or adults, I've been hearing this across the board. So really looking forward to that conversation tomorrow at noon. And then, of course, we have our community panel next week, which J. James has talked about, which is going just to be incredible. And, you know, what I'm really excited about that is the fact that we're bringing in a lot of different experts in our community to really have this conversation. And I think that's important at this time to bring it together. So that's really exciting. And then we also, all through this, we are doing a virtual club with the Park City Library and the Summit County Library, where we've come together to read a book called, ironically, Lost Connections. Mm-hmm. And this book is by Johan Hari. And the premise is that a lot of mental health, and especially addiction, is the loss of connection and isolation causes those things. And so what can we be doing? And this book was written prior to COVID, obviously, but I think it's such a relevant and timely conversation. So we had our first book club meeting last night. It was wonderful. It was so insightful to really just have conversations and talk about it. The both libraries are getting extra copies on Overdrive, so you can check them out as of today, as well as they have a couple of physical copies that you can pick up via curbside. But again, that's just a great conversation to keep driving through the end of May because of, you know, the relevant topic.
Wow, that's great. Can you tell me the book title again?
Yeah, it's Lost Connections.
Lost Connections.
The author is Johan Hari.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, lots of great things going on, and really looking forward to the community panel. Again, that's Monday, May 18th, beginning at 6 p.m. All of these events, you just go to connectsummitcounty.org and then register on Eventbrite, and then you get the Zoom link. Is that how it goes?
Yep. We do have it registered so that, you know, we don't get bombed in there.
Yeah.
But yes, you know, that's how you find the information. We also try to post it on Facebook as well, so hopefully you can find it there. But all of our events are listed on our calendar on our webpage.
Sounds wonderful. Just have a minute left, and I wanted to ask either of you, it seems like so Mary Wright from the Christian Center is doing in the community panel this Enneagram, is that how you say it, presentation. And it seems like that has been around for a while, but for some reason in the last 6 months, I've been hearing about it all over. So this is sort of a personality test. And I actually went online this morning and only got halfway through it. But I was kind of curious about what it is and why it's important right now.
Well, I think one of the things that makes it important right now is, you know, knowing how you might react, or even kind of that the types of people that are you're surrounding yourselves with, really helps you. Maybe it's even kind of empathy, really, right? But it helps you put yourself in those shoes. And I think it's just it's another tool to use.
Okay. That's great. I love it. I'll be interested in hearing about that. Well, thanks to both of you, Deanna Rhodes and James Hadlock, for joining me today on The Mountain Life. And best of luck with May Mental Health Awareness Month. Thanks for all the great work that you're doing and you have been doing, especially in the community over the last couple of months and all the virtual events. Really appreciate you. You're also on the front line of all of this stuff. So it's great to have Connect Summit County as such a great community partner.
Well, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks to both of you.